Merci beaucoup, Madame la Présidente. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, a very good afternoon to you all. It's really a great pleasure for me to be here to join my colleagues, Margaret Chan and Pascal Lamy. And let me, in the first place, extend our thanks to Margaret Chan, to Pascal Lamy, to their colleagues and to all of my colleagues for the collaboration that has led to the production of this report. A special thanks, perhaps, to Pascal Lamy, also, who was responsible for the initiation of the collaboration between WHO, WIPO and WTO by issuing an invitation to Margaret Chan and to myself some 3 years ago. This is a collaboration that has lasted over 3 years now, and I think it has been extremely fruitful in many respects. Represents or a best practice. Such cooperation between international organizations is perhaps not so common, but I think, as Pascal has outlined, it is a very good practice to enable us within the mandate of secretariats to come together to frame issues and to provide objective information in relation to those issues for the consideration of the member states, rather than taking any decisions at all. It also represents one of the, well, it's an expression of the basis of open innovation, namely that it is extremely unlikely that one institution has all the good ideas and all the knowledge. And so the more that we can collaborate, the better the result that will be produced. I believe it also is an opportunity to recognize the complexity and interconnectedness of all issues these days, but in particular of the health issue, which emphasizes, I think, the advantages of cooperation, if not the necessity of cooperation. Now, there are a few issues in the world that are perhaps as sensitive as intellectual property and health, and with due respect to that sensitivity, I wonder if you'll permit me just to make two comments about this issue and about, in particular, intellectual property in the light of the report. The first observation that I'd like to put to you as a suggestion is that the understanding of the mission of intellectual property has indeed evolved over the course of the last 10 or 15 years in particular. Intellectual property is a mechanism that touches the whole process of the production, the possession, and the distribution of knowledge and of culture, actually, as well, in as far as the copyright system is concerned. And within that whole process of the production and the possession and the distribution of knowledge, let's say, I believe that the mission of intellectual property is to find a balance or an equilibrium point between all of the various interests and equities that surround that process. And I think the report demonstrates very clearly the multiplicity of interests that do surround the process of the production and distribution of new knowledge. So I don't believe that the role or the mission of intellectual property is a unidimensional one, it's a multidimensional one, and it is not to represent this interest or that interest, it is rather to find a reconciliation between this interest and that interest. In the health field, of course, the interests are multiple, and they are difficult to reconcile. There is, in particular, the interest of encouraging innovation, which is absolutely essential for sustainable health systems in the future. There is the interest of enabling intellectual assets to be diffused, and there's the interest of enabling the social benefit of innovation to be enjoyed. And finding the point of equilibrium between these three is, of course, an exceptionally difficult task. I don't believe that there is any one balance for eternity here, but we are condemned, as it were, to find in repeated processes the balance point or the point of equilibrium in relation to particular health issues that are going to be presented. I believe also that the report amply demonstrates that there are multiple instruments of balance. We once may have thought in the international system that legislation or treaties were the principal instrument or the only instrument for finding balance. I believe that the report demonstrates that there are many ways of expressing the balance or equilibrium point that we have to find between the multiple interests that surround innovation or the production of new knowledge. Platforms, partnerships are some of the other instruments that are available. Let me make one other point then, if I may, a second point about the mission or role of intellectual property, and that is that in a globalized, interconnected world, I believe that intellectual property has the role not just of encouraging innovation or seeking to provide an incentive for innovation, but also the role of translating intellectual assets into productive assets. And this, I think, applies whatever the model of innovation is that is being used. And the report mentions a number of these different models of innovation. So whether the model of innovation is the 19th century individual inventor, or the corporate research and development laboratory, or a university laboratory, or a social production, the method of social production over the internet, one of the roles of intellectual property is to provide a mechanism to enable, to define the rights and obligations that attach to knowledge that are produced by these models of innovation, and to provide a trajectory for that produce to find its way into the productive system. So those two roles of intellectual property that I'd like to suggest to you, if I may, which represent something of an evolution of our understanding of intellectual property, they are both neutral. They're both roles that may become unneutral depending on the balance or equilibrium point that is found. But the role itself of the mechanism of intellectual property, I believe, is very much a neutral one, and as such has a very important contribution to make to the whole question of innovation and access to medicines and medical technologies. Let me say it has been a pleasure for WIPO to be associated with WHO and with WTO. It's been really a privilege for us to be part of this collaboration. Thank you.